All right, well, we're continuing in our mini course, and you know, we've been talking a lot about first that biblical foundation of the gifts, some examples even of some leaders, and then even talking about what are the gifts. So now discovering your own gifts, that kind of becomes the next piece.
Yeah, and it's a big piece. So we have our two references there on the screen, one from the Blue Letter Bible and the other from the Unfolding Faith blog. Definitely encourage you to check those out if you're looking to kind of dive in deeper than we even go today. So starting off, just kind of thinking about the formula for discovering spiritual gifts. And as we've mentioned previously, you know, there isn't even a lot of direct reference to this in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there isn't necessarily a set plan or a set formula, like it says there on the screen, to discerning your spiritual gifts. But that doesn't mean that the Bible doesn't speak into what the
right and that it's important too. And that's why I love the second point, you know, why is it important to identify your spiritual gifts? You know, it does help grow your relationship with Christ, and the knowledge of your gifts does help you better serve others. You know, I think it really empowers us to, again, be using those gifts that the Holy Spirit has given uniquely to each of us. And so when your gifts are in harmony with your service, you know, you will be more effective for the kingdom. And that's, again, exciting news for anybody who's being a disciple of Christ to really take up our cross and use those gifts.
For sure. And something we'll touch on later in the slides is that, you know, this can be a continual process. Mm-hmm. And so even if, you know, you feel very strongly convicted in your spiritual gifts, maybe you're already practicing that in your role in ministry or in your career, whatever that looks like, I think it's cool that it can be kind of a continual thing, and that always turning inward and connecting with God on, you know, if this still is in line with what His calling is for you.
Absolutely. So studying the different gifts that exist, which resonate with you, is one way. So even last week, how we talked about the different gifts, you know, as you're listening, were there things that stood out to you about your own skills, gifts, even the background, and what you feel maybe the Holy Spirit may have gifted to you?
Absolutely. And then observing fellow believers, you know, how do you see others developing and using their gifts? And I think this is great. You know, you can see your differences, maybe your similarities. It can kind of give you some inspiration, and, you know, connecting with your pastor, your mentor, people who are influential in your faith walk can be really important in this process. And then, of course, prayer for guidance, you know, asking God for your desires, whether that's just to reveal your gifts to you, whether that's to increase your capacity in certain gifts. But I like these two verses here, James 4, verse 2, part B. You do not have because you do not ask God, right? So if this is something you're seeking, it's really important to bring that to God, whether that's through prayer or reflection. And then Psalm 37, verse 4, takes delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
I like that one a lot, because I think the more, again, that we take delight in the Lord, the more those gifts will come out. Because, again, what we put into our hearts and into our body, that is what will come out of our mouth and our service to others.
For sure. And just, you know, our attitude about it, these are gifts. It's in the name, right? It's not a burden. It's not a,
it should definitely be, you know, blessing us and filling us with more joy for, again, the being a saved Christian. So get feedback from other believers, as we already said. So talking to your mentor, talking to your elder. You know, I think even it's just powerful to, you know, ask the question to somebody like, you know, what do you perceive maybe as some of my gifts? And again, you know, again, that's not something that someone necessarily can answer for you, but I think it's still important to hear what other believers might be seeing and noticing as they interact with you, maybe in church, or again, even your spouse could be a good person to talk about this with.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, these people of influence in your life can also help you just in discerning, like going through that process, what might be helpful, what might not be helpful, what resources there are within your church or community, and helping you, you know, in that discovery process. And then another important thing to point out is, you know, exercising your faith, stepping out of your comfort zone. I think these are often the times where there is the most spiritual formation. So making sure that you're not necessarily living comfortably or living in complacency in this process, you know, if you are seeking out to learn more about your gifts and more about what your, you know, capacity might be, it's important to be pushing yourself in your faith walk.
Absolutely. And I like that, the always being ready to serve, like you don't know what opportunities might be before you and what, you know, again, God might bring right to your doorstep, so to speak. And so I think it is important to, again, have that heart and that willingness to, and I think that's stepping outside the comfort zone, like you said. And I like that point, too, of not settling for anything less than God's best. And I think that makes me also think of that verse that no matter what we're doing, work with it with all our heart. We're doing it for the Lord. We're not just doing it for maybe monetary things or pleasing other people. And so, I love that. But that Hebrew verse is also really good. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
Yeah, I love that one too. And I like how, you know, always being ready to serve. I think oftentimes opportunities come our way that we might not think we're a fit for, we might not feel like it really, you know, lights a fire in our soul, but I think it's important to try, you know, those things that we maybe don't see coming or whatever that looks like, because A, I think spiritual gifts can be used even in situations that aren't comfortable, but B, I think they're, you know, learning opportunities for maybe where we can develop areas of our gifts that we maybe aren't aware of.
Right.
Absolutely. So, yeah, kind of ending, I think this is the last slide in the, you know, kind of suggestions of the discovery process, but some churches offer spiritual gift classes or maybe, you know, Bible studies or something along those lines where you can dive further into what this might look like for you. So asking your pastor about that, kind of looking into that as an option. And then there's always the gift assessments, and we're kind of going to dive into this and our experience with this. But we kind of had the recommendation of, you know, before you take these assessments, look through the list of gifts and write down which ones you think you might have, or, you know, that you already have maybe been using. Just kind of check in with yourself on that, because,
yeah,
of course,
that's a good reflective process before, you know, re-diving into these two suggested tests. It kind of gives that opportunity, like, hey, where do I perceive versus what are the results? Do they align with what you think, or are they really different? Because I think that does, you know, that will bring a lot of insight for you, and I think that discovery process will aid you as you seek to discover a little deeper.
Yeah, certainly. And these tests, you know, they're really interesting to take. Even the prompts themselves kind of give you really cool insights into your tendencies, your personality, and of course your gifts. But I also think it's important to note that, you know, take the results with a grain of salt. Of course, these are, you know, calculated algorithmically, and it's not, you know, a direct mandate per se, but it can be really, really helpful in the reflection process. So that's, yeah, another point there is not becoming complacent. We already kind of touched on that, but Hebrews 6 verse 12 says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So we, on this previous slide, there are two links there, two different gift assessment tests. So we definitely encourage you to check those out. Abby and I did ourselves, and we kind of wanted to share our results with you and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so my results, it's interesting to see, again, that overlap. Both of them identified exhortation, mercy showing, and shepherding, and the same, both of those tests had those three things. So I felt that was really confirming that they were the same from those two tests, because the questions actually are very different, and one was a lot longer, one was a little shorter, and even the gifts that are listed, you know, one has more gifts on it, one has a little more of like the gifts kind of slimmed down. And so it was really interesting to see my results. And then, you know, in the one there's also faith and leadership is also a part of those top results. But I think that before I had actually taken the test, we dug into obviously exhortation, but I had taken this prior and I didn't even really understand what that one meant. I kind of as we talked about last time, so it was really cool to actually look at, you know, what does that mean? That's being a motivator, that's being somebody who also can, you know, maybe even point out they see an area somebody's struggling, which I think I have a harder time with that than being a motivator, but it was really interesting to kind of see that. So those were some of the things I had where I liked seeing that my results were a little consistent, but it was still interesting to me to have both of them say, you know, exhortation was like number one.
Yeah. Was that confirming to your
inkling? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, the results are really nice because they do kind of dive into, you know, the definition of what the gifts are, how they might work together. So there's a lot of insights that can be found in the results from these. But yeah, going into mine, the first test results were giving, administration, and teaching. And then the second was administration, mercy, exhortation, helps, and pastoring / shepherding. And that was kind of a mixed bag for me. I think administration,
came up bold.
Yeah, and that was kind of something I had identified previously, you know, very into organization, detail-oriented, that type of thing. But yeah, giving was kind of a surprise for me. And then even exhortation was a little bit of a curveball, but I think mercy, kind of that empathy piece, I kind of saw that. But yeah, it was cool to see the results. And both tests, you know, give some interesting insights. And I was telling Abby about, you know, the dynamic between the two of teaching and shepherding, and how, you know, if you are inclined in shepherding, teaching can be a really good pair with that in like small groups or Bible school classes, things like that. But there's kind of a different dynamic if maybe you score high in teaching but low in shepherding. So it is cool
the tests even kind of help, especially one of them went a little bit more into like, be careful of this. And, you know, I think that's really helpful to both see some of the huge, you know, things of our gifts, but also we can sometimes maybe get carried away with a certain thing or take a misstep. And so, but I also like seeing, you know, where like we overlap, like again, I think you're a little more administrative with that gift, but then we both have that, you know, shepherding and extra. So it's cool to, again, even see that. I think that's a fun thing. The people that you work with or the people that maybe you're married to, it's interesting to even see how your gifts might relate and connect together.
For sure. So. And it's a cool testimony because, yeah, we work together so closely, obviously, and it is just like a micro like version of, you know, how the body of Christ is and how people are gifted with different things. But, you know, even though we might be gifted differently, we work together very well, I would say. And, you know, the Lord uses that to further his kingdom. So
absolutely. I love some of the comments here from Gordon about being a CLI volunteer during the pandemic was a great way for him to step out of his comfort zone. And a little plug for the volunteer program is the gift assessments actually in there. So I think that I love that, and I like Florence's comment too about, you know, asking God, who can I bless today and where can you use me? So I just think that again is so cool when we think about our gifts. So thanks guys for those comments and engaging with us. Here's a kind of interesting graph though that one of the assessments had was, how do you compare to other Christians and pastors, kind of looking at the different giftings? Like when you look at that, what comes to mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that I would say the breakdown of the gifts is pretty similar between pastors and non-pastors, which is maybe not what I would have perceived, you know?
Right, like you'd almost picture that the breakdown being like very like shifted towards like maybe like teaching or
shepherding, on the pastor side, and then, yeah, maybe a little different on the non-pastor side. But, yeah, the breakdown is pretty similar, I would say. And I think, yeah, looking at the big ones there, it's kind of small on the screen, but administration is a pretty big chunk. Shepherding is a pretty big majority too. Exhortation, and then, yeah, teaching and serving are kind of the big ones. But then mercy showing, you know, that's a pretty tiny sliver, and you had that as one of your top ones on that gift assessment. So, yeah, just kind of interesting. What do you think when you see that?
Yeah, I think it is interesting, and I think that, again, like it's just cool to think about how, again, each of those gifts will work together, and even how, in a way, they aren't, you know, more of certain gifts are there and less of others, so it's kind of interesting. But I think that, again, still that whole graph is just kind of cool to think about how it's like the body of like Christ,
yeah,
in a way, you
right
know, and like what you said, yeah, it's just like cool to think about how, again, in many of our gifts overlap, many of us have multiple gifts, some of us, you know, again, maybe are really strong on a certain gift, and some have a lot of gifts that they're kind of spread out through. And I think that's interesting too. One of them kind of gives you like a score. And so it's interesting to think about, are you more maybe down the middle of a lot of them, or is there some that are really standing out? So I think those are important things that as you're looking at it to kind of think on and think, oh, like, am I, again, really strong on certain things and others not so much? Or is it, again, maybe a little more
kind of divided. And as this is you know, posted onto Moodle and stuff in the forums, I'll be super interested to see you guys sharing your results, you know, if you're comfortable in that and kind of comparing and chatting with other people. It'll be super interesting. So the reflection questions for this session, what are the challenges you've encountered when discerning or using your spiritual gifts? And I think this is a great point to discuss, you know, with other believers who maybe are just embarking on this journey or have run into maybe similar challenges challenges? And then, you know, what have you done to overcome this and combat that? So that connects with the second question of, you know, what approaches, maybe there's some that we listed, maybe there are others that you've used when discerning your gifts, and what has been, you know, successful, what has really helped you in this process and, you know, fed your soul along the way.
Yeah, and even that point of, as we're thinking of calling a lot, as we're talking about the gifts, you know, how do your gifts align with the calling that you feel God's put on your life? And even that point of avoiding complacency in your calling and keeping energized and pushing forward with God, what God's gifted you. So, I think those questions are super important. You know, for you, Abby, have you encountered any, you know, challenges discerning your gifts or using them?
Yeah, I think I definitely have. I feel like I have had a lot of challenges. I don't know. I think, you know, when I was younger, I was very, like, involved in the church. You know, I went to, my school was Christian, and so it was very integrated in that. And then I think, you know, as I entered college and it was, you know, a secular school, a much bigger school, you know, there were a lot of different worldviews, I would say, there that spiritual gifts were not even really at the forefront of my mind. And I think even, you know, talking back about the difference between skills and talents and spiritual gifts, like, I was just much more oriented on skills that are, you know, transaction-based, that are very, like, marketable in the job, like, sphere. And I just got very far down that path, I think. So then, you know, coming here, working at Christian Leaders, where I would say we are very, you know, Christian worldview and spiritual gifts here are celebrated. It's been a challenge to, you know, get back on that track and
not being so skill-oriented.
Yeah, which I think, you know, it's important to have period of self-discovery too, but, you know, it's really cool to see how they fuse together, and I feel like that's kind of been the journey I've been on lately. But yeah, I think that, you know, the world easily attacks your spiritual gifts, and even with, you know, being administrationally oriented, sometimes it is like, oh, I'm way too, like, in the weeds on this, or, you know, kind of falling into those pitfalls that some of the assessments lay out that can become more of a hindrance, and even, like, an insecurity then of not fully, like, surrendering to God in that space.
That's a super good point, because I think, you know, I think there could be experiences where maybe we take this gift and we feel, or these assessments, and we've already felt something's our gift, but then we're trying to use it and the results aren't great. It can get really discouraging, and I think that, you know, it's important, again, like you said, to be fully surrendering that to God and, you know, again, trusting in Him to keep using you and giving those opportunities to be used. And so, but I think it is easy to get discouraged in the gifts or even get maybe too oriented on something, like you were even sharing in your past. But it all is a part of the journey. And I think that, you know, it continues to make us rounded and having, again, those skills, gifts, and talents. And so, I think that's a really good answer, Abby.
Yeah, what about you? Maybe for number three there, like, do you feel like your gifts align with your calling? And maybe, like, have you always felt that they align?
Yeah. Well, I think it is cool to see them develop, because I think for a while, you know, part of my, like, struggle that I've shared is I was a very huge people pleaser. So I think I wanted my gifts and my everything to be whatever maybe somebody else, like, other people were wanting for me. So I think that was kind of a challenge. But what is cool is to kind of see, as I continue in the path here at Christian Leaders that I believe God's called me to, it is cool to see some of those, gifts, I feel like, starting to align with that. And so I do love seeing that. And I think it does help us avoid that complacency when we keep thinking about, you know, God's gifted me with this, and He's put me in this position to be here. So how can I keep making sure that I'm doing my best to use those gifts and keep pushing forward in my calling? So I think it is cool to see it align. But it also is interesting to think about, you know, what parts of the gifts maybe traditionally would be like in a leadership role versus maybe like what I do have as a gift, and maybe looking at that. So again, I think I'm still kind of thinking about that today. I don't even know how to articulate that, but
for sure. No, I think that's a good point, and how, you know, no matter the position you're in, there likely are ways that you can use your gift there, and it's kind of your personal stamp on that role. And for you, you know, on leadership, everyone has different styles, and like we said, they all work together in that puzzle. So
absolutely. Well, next week, everyone, we'll continue diving in and putting them more to work, even what we were kind of talking about here at the end a little bit, and that development and cultivation.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of move on to that next piece and see how we can, apply what we've gone over today in the next section.